Okay, for the record, how many supporters do we have in the room from Ms. Gonzalez? Just one?
Two.
Are you both going to be speaking?
No, I'll just...
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll begin the, this way, hearing now. Good afternoon. This is a Phase 1 convocation hearing for Ms. Toni Gonzalez, ADC number 300089. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones, and I will be serving as the panel chairman for this waived hearing. Pardon me, the panel chairman for this Phase 1 hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Ms. Gonzalez is 33 years old and currently serving a four-year sentence for conspiracy to commit sale of a dangerous drug, a Class II felony, specifically methamphetamine. It should be noted that she was convicted for one count of possession of a dangerous drug, a Class IV felony, to be served concurrently, but that sentence has expired. She pled guilty and was sentenced on March 31st, 2015. She's asking for a one-year reduction in her current prison sentence. According to Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, she has an earned release credit date of August 7, 2018. If this reduction is granted, Ms. Gonzalez's new earned release credit date would be September 28, 2017, which has already come to pass. The purpose of Mrs. Gonzalez's request for commutation is based on her assertion that the U.S. Sentencing Commission has lowered the recommendations for sentences of similar drug crimes and that she could not afford effective legal counsel at the time of her court proceedings. She takes full responsibility for her actions. She believes she has been rehabilitated and she wishes to return to society where she can serve her family, church, and community. She has letters of support from family and community. She's had no discipline in the DOC, that is the Department of Corrections, and no prior hearings before this board. And that is my summary. So if we have any individuals who wish to speak for the board, if you can approach the podium, state your name for the record.
My name is Michael Lee Simmons, Sr.
Yes, sir. And what would you like to share with the board, sir?
I'd like to share good morning or good afternoon now. I'm here with my mother, Ana Mae Calloway. We are here in support of my beloved wife, Toni Marie Gonzalez. I've been with employed by the United States Postal Service for over 23 years. I prayed to God for my job and made a commitment to him to work for the United States Postal Service as if I was working for him. I've continued to fill that commitment, and I'm now serving as a supervisor with the post office. I met my wife in 2012. We had never been apart until she entered the Department of Correction in 2013, she was indicted on the charges she is now incarcerated for. I gave my word that I would be with her no matter the outcome. On January 31st, 2015, we were married, and on March 31st, 2015, she entered into the Department of Correction. I continue to feel my commitment to her, only now it's a lifelong commitment. While she has been incarcerated, I have made a commitment to our church. My commitment that my pastor asked me to be Sunday school superintendent, I accepted and have been serving God in that role ever since. I know that the mission of this board is to ensure public safety. I give you my word that you will not regret your decision to approve my wife for parole. I'm making this commitment to the board today with your mission in mind. Now, legally, the U.S. Sentencing Commission has guidelines for the courts to follow. In determining a sentence, the court must consider the drug, the level of offense, which gives the term limit. The tables that I have provided the board shows that, you guys got tables in your?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The tables that I have provided the board, that we have provided, shows that the court should have given my wife a 24 to 30 month sentence. My wife received a 48 month sentence, which is a harsh sentence. On August 22nd, 2017, she reached her 30-month limit. I would like for this board to follow the guidelines set by the United States Sentencing Commission and approve her for parole. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your commitment to the citizens of Arizona, and may God bless each of you.
Thank you, sir. Hold on one second. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. I just want to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time. Fellow board members, will return to the discussion. And based on the fact that we have supporters in the room, I think it's important to restate that in a phase one hearing, we're only voting as to whether or not we will pass to in-depth phase two hearing. And fundamentally during phase one, the primary consideration is whether or not the sentence in question was excessive. The other issue that I think is important to restate is that even in the case in which this board votes to pass the phase two, and should a future board make a recommendation, all we can do is recommend to the governor's office commutation. We don't have the direct authority to act on commutations as we do in the case of revocations or a parole board. That being stated, regarding the question of whether Ms. Gonzalez's sentence was excessive, the charge of conspiracy to commit sale of a dangerous drug in the state of Arizona, a class 2 felony, carries a presumptive sentence of 10 years, a minimum sentence of 5 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. Ms. Gonzalez was given a mitigated sentence of 4 years. I recognize that that is a considerable amount of time, as stated, 48 months. And there may very well be U.S. Sentencing Commission guidelines, but based on the totality of the case file and the rules and protocols of voting on a phase one hearing, I do not find her sentence excessive. But we are individual voting members, and I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues as I may be looking at this case from a very narrow lens. Yes, Ms. Whitmer.
Mr. Quinones, I find similarly, based on the fact that she did receive a mitigated sentence amount of 4 years already, and could have received a lot more significant, although she really has very minimal criminal history, which is probably the reason she got the mitigated sentence to begin with, but I tend to support your position.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Neal?
I agree with you.
Based on our discussion, I am going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is I make a motion regarding Ms. Tony Gonzalez, ADC number 300089, not to pass to phase two, and that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agree.
I recognize that this hearing was brief, but that concludes our hearing. Mr. Board Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.